NBC Sports Audio, good morning. I'm John Stashow. We're underway at Wimbledon. It's opening day. Novak Djokovic, always the defending champ, gets that first match on center court, and he's up 2-1 in his match. Djokovic allowed to play Wimbledon. Remember the controversy over the Australian Open and him being unvaccinated. The controversy now at Wimbledon is the tournament not allowing any Russians to play. That includes Daniil Medvedev, last year's major champion, second in the world. And as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, no Russians allowed to play this tournament. As for golf, they played near Hartford. Xander Schauffele got the victory, and 23-year-old Matthew Wolf, who's not having a good year but is considered a rising star on the PGA Tour, he finished 40th. And then, once the tournament came to an end, came word he's the latest to leave the PGA Tour, heading for the new LIV Tour, which has a tournament this week in Portland, Oregon. Hockey season's over, kind of late this year. Stanley Cup Final went 6 games. Colorado couldn't finish off Tampa Bay at home. Went to Tampa and won last night's game 6-2-1. And the Avs, Cup champs for the third time. Their coach is Jared Bednar.
There was a lot of relief. Yeah. I was in disbelief for a while. Guys were already on the ice, but it takes a moment or two to sink in. Even when we're on the ice, it's just hard to believe because we've been working for this for 6 years and on a journey with these guys and building our team.
Cale Makar, Conn Smythe winners, playoff MVP, 29 points in 20 games. The Avs went 16-4 in this postseason. They dethroned the Lightning, who were going for a Stanley Cup three-peat. Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, unable to present the cup. COVID. Same situation happened with the NBA and their commissioner, Adam Silver. Yankees with their 10th walk-off win of the year. It came on an Aaron Judge 3-run homer in the 10th inning to beat Houston 6-3 in a crazy game. Jose Altuve hit the first pitch out for home runs, or the first and last pitches of the game were home runs. Yankees didn't get a hit until the 7th inning, so at that point they had gone 16 innings without a hit, 0-52. They ended up with only 4 hits, but 3 of them were home runs, and they salvaged a split of the series with the Astros, and you got to think these two teams might well be playing in October. NBC Sports Audio.